Michigan school executive bans the terms boy and girl among staff. By Hannah Knudsen on May 20, 2024. A Michigan school executive has banned the terms boy and girl among school staff, contending that using the terms essentially constitutes a harmful practice. Kara Davis, the executive director of teaching and learning for Saline Schools in Saline, Michigan, is described as a passionate learner and teacher. She taught for more than two decades and now partners with teachers, students, and administrators to help Saline continue to strengthen its collective vision of educational equity and deepen implementation of the Saline Area Schools Graduate Profile, according to a description on the Saline Schools website. Watch, Mar, U.S. medical establishment too scared to admit child gender transitions are dangerous like other nations have. A letter penned by Davis is now going viral, as she recently decided that staff can no longer use the terms boy and girl to describe students, all of whom are either boys or girls. I'm reaching out because I received feedback that the docents and/or schoolmasters are using binary/gendered language, boy/girl, to orient students in Weber Bliss activities. She wrote, expressing confidence that volunteers want to create the best experience possible and would never intentionally exclude students. I also recognize there is historical accuracy to this practice. However, I want to ensure we aren't replicating harmful practices on students of today to model what happened historically. She continued, essentially suggesting that it is harmful to refer to a student as either a boy or girl. A biological reality, as every student is either a boy or a girl. Watch, Mar, constantly talking gender to kids entices them to do things they wouldn't do, inclusion becomes promotion. Because of that, Davis believes an adjustment must be made. In the letter, she instructs docents/schoolmasters to not use boy/girl to refer to students. She continues. They can use students, children, visitors, rather than specifying boys and girls. If students need to be divided into groups, examples of doing so without causing harm to transgender and non-binary students is students with birthdays from January to June on the right. Students with birthdays from July to August line up on the left. Another strategy she offered to avoid gender divides is numbering students and dividing them by those assigned numbers. Docents can explain that teachers historically may have organized their students by boy/girl but should not actually employ it as a strategy, she added. The ban from Davis is a small example of the wider agenda of the far left and their continued attempts to erase the reality of biology in an effort to appease radical LGBTQ2S+ activists. The Biden administration wholly embraced this, and it is directly reflected in a 2022 document titled Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment, which, as Breitbart News reported, redefines womanhood and seeks to undermine the gender binary. The term refers to men and women in all their diversity. A term they explain includes the full range of gender identity and/or gender expression, sex characteristics, sexual orientation, and other intersectional characteristics, as Breitbart News reported. This manufactured cultural shift away from actual science can also be seen in entertainment, as NBC Universal's Peacock is proudly releasing a series on gay and transgender animals. The preview perfectly encapsulates the transgender agenda, concluding that the idea of just having two fixed sexes is clearly out of style. Watch.